Tony Boselli. Welcome to SEN.
It's great to be on with you in Australia.
So your vantage point for the Super Bowl, tell us exactly where you'll be.
Yeah, so I'll be working sidelines for Westwood One. I'll be roaming around talking about the game. It'll be the third Super Bowl I've done that, and it's a lot of fun. It's a different vantage point for me because all year for Thursday Night Football for Westwood One, I've been up in the booth, so getting to do it from the sideline. I don't get to talk as much, but it's still a lot of fun.
What's the adrenaline rush down there on a Super Bowl like?
Yeah, it's you can feel it. I mean, the intensity from the very start. I mean, we're there probably 4 hours before the game, and even when it's empty, the stadium, you can just feel that it's a little bit different than a normal game. And then as the fans get in there and the guys start warming up, that's when you can sense that there's a tension in the air, because everyone knows it's for everything. It's one game. It means the difference of being remembered forever and no one even remembering that you played in the game, pretty much. So it's a big deal. And covering it, you know, obviously the player is much bigger than us in the media as we talk about it. But even on the sidelines, it's just fun to be in the action and to watch it. And the back and forth, especially the last two years, and hopefully this is the same, that I've covered the game, they've been very tight games, going down to the very end, last second plays that determine the winners and the losers. It was overtime 2 years ago. So that's a lot of fun. And then I think in the chaos afterwards, is my job is to go run around in the middle of the confetti and everybody else and try to grab players to interview them.
Tony, put us on the sidelines, a week and a half ago in Kansas City, and that tension, obviously it was freezing into overtime, one of the greats of all time in a pretty hostile atmosphere. What was it like down there?
You know, that was fun. So I was in the booth for that game, and I was glad I was in the booth because it was cold. I don't like – I used to be a lot tougher, but now I've lived in Florida a long time, so I probably like a lot of people down in Australia. I like the heat, and it was really – it was frigid. But the game was great. It was a back and forth, you know, at 1.7-0, almost going into halftime. And I think when Andy Reid called timeout, and Bill Belichick decided, all right, you're going to call timeout, I'm going to go score a touchdown, made it 14-0. You had to feel like, uh-oh, could this kind of get out of control for the Chiefs? But Patrick Mahomes is amazing when they came back out that second half and the back and forth. And if you think about it, it really was decided by D. Ford lining up off sides on an interception. And if he lines up onside, yep, the Chiefs are here and not the Patriots. And that's how close that game was. And having the opportunity to call the game and be the color analyst in the booth talking about it and kind of describing it to all the people listening, it was an honor. And it was so much fun, just the intensity of the guys on the field and the strategy decisions and all that went into it was a lot of fun.
What I've discovered listening to Westwood One for a year and a half now is it's a great radio sport, and most people sample it through TV. Yeah. Is what are your observations around how it translates on radio and how good that is to be a part of?
Well, I hope we do a good job of describing the action so that people, as they're in their car, and a lot of times, you know, unless you're on a long road trip, you might only catch, you know, 15 minutes of us talking about it before you get back inside and watch the game. Maybe you have to run out to the store to grab some beer or something. And so however long you're with us, whether it's the whole game or it's it's just a handful of minutes, you know, I hope we do a great job of really describing the action so you feel like you can picture in your mind what's happening. We're trying to draw a picture and to communicate the atmosphere and the intensity of the game. It's a lot of fun to do. I love doing it. I think one of the things with all the guys at Westwood One, we're really passionate about football. And I think that passion comes across is when people listen, it makes it more fun, more exciting. And so it's a great game. I love the game of football. I like calling it, I like talking about it, love watching it on TV. And I listen to Westwood One when I'm not working and my car as I'm going off to the store to pick up some goodies.
This is a big week because you're a finalist for the Hall of Fame. Is what does that mean to you, Tony? It's completely beyond your control now. Your career, 5 straight Pro Bowls, so your body of work has done it. Do you feel a sense of tension around whether you're in on Saturday night?
You know, there's definitely anxiety because I don't control it. You know, I think most guys, to get to the point, the top of your game, I'm sure it's no different than for athletes in Australia or any part of the world. I mean, the best of the best, typically you're very competitive, a lot of times type A, and, you know, it's all about controlling the situation and dictating what happens on the field. In this situation, I have no control. I can do nothing about it. I'm at the mercy of 48 guys voting and gals voting for who gets in and who doesn't. So I don't like that part. I'd rather maybe they have us all line up on Saturday and play a game and see who gets in and who doesn't. I'm not sure my body could handle that. But it's an honor. I mean, to be in the final 15, only five make it, but to get this far, there's great players who are up for it every year. This year's no different. So we'll wait and see. Right now it's not bad. I actually enjoy that I get to work the game. And so I'm busy all week with Westwood One, interviewing and doing radio stuff, talking to you. And so it keeps my mind off of it until people like you ask me about it. And then I try not to let my mind wander, because Saturday will be a long day. So Saturday we sit all day. They vote all day. They discuss it. They debate. And then we find out about 5 p.m. And I got no work. I'm trying to get my boss, Howie Dinneroff, to give me something to do, maybe some work, because I'll be a miserable person on Saturday. Tell my wife, my kids, stay away from me. Don't call me. Don't talk to me. And I'll just kind of sit in the room and watch the clock.
So reflect for us, if you would, Tony, on your playing days. So you're a great with the Jaguars, revered there, and the body of work is so significant when you look at the stats. How do you reflect on your playing days?
Well, it was a pure joy to play the game. And, my career ended short because I got hurt. One of those things that happens. Football's a tough sport. And people ask me all the time, like, are you disappointed you didn't play longer? And there's a part of me, yeah. I mean, I would love to play longer. I'd play right now if they'd let me, and I'm just not – my body doesn't work, so you can't. But the perspective I try to have is I look at my career and the opportunities I had. Had more good moments than bad ones. Every player has things you'd like to go back and do over if you could. I'm just happy that I got to do it. It was an honor to do it. And I think if you'd asked the 18-year-old Tony Boselli when I was graduating high school, going to college at USC, that I was going to be able to play in the NFL, playing some big games against some of the best players ever and have success against those guys, but it was going to end shorter than I wanted to, would I take it at that moment? Well, sure, better than not doing it. And so you try to keep the right perspective and enjoy the good times and what it meant. And obviously, if I get in the Hall of Fame, it'll kind of be a cherry on top. It would kind of be like the confirmation maybe from other people that, you know, you were one of the best. And so hopefully that'll happen. If it doesn't happen this year, I guess I'll be waiting another year and be stressed out again.
To play it, to call it, to live it, is what makes American football great?
I think it's the ultimate team sport. And that's what I love about it. I mean, you're literally on each side of the ball dependent on 10 other guys. You know, you could have the greatest player, and if the other guys don't do their job, it's not going to work out. And it's a tough sport, and it's a demanding sport. And I think the physicality of it, the back and forth, is part of the love people have for it and why I loved playing it. But I think it's also a great strategy game. And because it's not just the players on the field as you're trying to win your one-on-one matchup or, beat the guy across from you or figure out how to, you know, move your offense against their defense. But there's coaches and there's strategy, and there's a lot that goes into it and a lot of planning. And so that makes Sunday so important. You know, a lot of sports here in America and around the world, you have a lot of games. You know, baseball's like 164, you know, about 82 games. And so sometimes you can lose a couple it's not a big deal. You only get 16 chances in the NFL, and every Sunday is like a huge deal. And I think that's why people love it, because every game matters. Every snap matters. And I think that's why it's special.
What do you think will happen on Sunday?
I don't know. It's going to be a great game. One thing I've learned is not to bet against Tom Brady. I mean, he's the greatest of all time, in my opinion, at the quarterback position. Maybe one of the best football players to ever play the game. And he's definitely plays for the greatest coach of all time. I mean, just look at the numbers. Look what he's done. And so it's hard to go against them. But the Rams are really talented. Very well coached with Sean McVay. They have a ton of talent on both sides of the ball. They probably have the best defensive player in the game right now in Aaron Donald. And a guy who can literally ruin the entire game for an opposing offense. And I'll be really interested to see what the game plan is and how do they handle Aaron Donald. Because I don't think they have anyone who can block him one-on-one. And so they're going to have to double him. They're going to have to come up with some schemes to try to take him out, which is going to give other guys opportunities. So I think the chess match of what they do there, you have two really good coaches. With all that said, I'm trying to buy time, not tell you what I think. I don't know. I think it's a close game, fourth quarter. I think turnovers will be big. And because the nature of the style of game I think that's going to be played, I think the Patriots will end up winning, but I think it's really close and wouldn't surprise me one bit if the Rams won. Just I hope my my college roommate isn't listening to this, and I don't think he won't be in Australia because he'll be on the sidelines. He's the assistant head coach for the Rams, so I don't want to him to hear that I picked the Patriots.
If you were blocking, who would you be blocking from the Rams if they were coming at you?
Yeah, I think it would be Dante Fowler most of the time. You know, he's a defensive end, very good player. Know him. He was in Jacksonville. He was traded this year. Really fine young player, athletic. And I think he is benefited from the fact that Aaron Donald plays next to him. So Aaron Donald gets a lot of attention and he gets a lot of one-on-one opportunities. So I think I'd have been okay though.
You would have been. Hey, enjoy Sunday. And Tony, good luck for Saturday.
Hey, thank you. And hey, thanks for calling the game in Australia and building the game down there. It's one of the things we love and I really love about the game of football. It's an American game and I want to see it grow around the world, and we've seen it in the UK with games there, in Mexico City, and different places. Love the fact that Australia has a bunch of NFL football, American football fans down there. And if you ever need anyone to come down there and help you sell the game or talk about the game, I'm happy to get on a plane and just make sure they buy me, give me a first class ticket. I don't know if I can sit in back that long.
You get the game to Melbourne and come and be my color guy for the broadcast.
Sounds like a plan.